But the topic of closing protection letters, I actually think is very interesting because it involves all the various things that drive a lot of people, like avarice, midlife crises, gambling, and various other things, all of which may result in people stealing money. And that is one of the area of coverages of a closing protection letter. So a closing protection letter can be really kind of important. What is a closing protection letter? Basically, in the context of the closing protection letter for lenders and the closing protection letter you usually see across the United States, the closing protection letter will indemnify against loss because of failure of the particular issuing agent. To comply with written closing instructions or because of fraud or dishonesty of that issuing agent, to the extent that the loss relates to the title or the status of the lien of the proposed insured mortgage. So that's the basic idea. Closing instructions, fraud and dishonesty. Great things. A couple of the obvious examples of matters that could be covered by a closing protection letter. They're not all, but then the most obvious and most clear is a situation where you have the failure of the seller to receive the proceeds and for failure to deliver the deed because the funds are stolen. Or secondly, where there's a failure to pay off mortgages on a refinance or on a sale because the funds are stolen.